Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Text line coming in. If you were going strictly on talent, then Howard would not start. I vehemently disagree with that.
That's dumb.
I can't get with that. I don't.
No offense. Mean,
I think he's the best tackle on the team. Which has been my issue with why are you moving your best tackle to guard? I think he's a better tackle, damn sure a better tackle than Blake Fisher right now. I'm not saying Blake Fisher can't play, but I think he's a better tackle than Blake Fisher. And I mean, if you go about talent, I mean, shoot, man, he played guard at probably better than anybody else did last year. And he's not a great guard at all. I've been one that said no, he shouldn't play guard unless they've got a complete train wreck going on over there, like they did last year. So I can't get with that. I don't think the world, like, he is a Pro Bowl, All Pro type player in Titus Howard, but he's damn sure one of the he's top three, if not the. I mean, who is the best offensive lineman on this team?
It's a good question.
Is it him? It's got to be him, right?
I would think so.
I know you're not saying Cam Robinson. I think
no.
Some others may.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Ironically, I have him as one of the guards, but yeah, I think he's definitely the best tackle on the team. And yeah, he probably is the best lineman. I get like the caller at the last segment, you know, kind of like the change for the sake of change and lump him in with a lot of the guys that maybe weren't getting the job done last year or 2 years ago, but yeah, I think he's still just too talented. You got to keep him in there. He is probably your best offensive lineman that you have right now.
He's your highest paid and best. Uncle Glenn in the building. What's up, Unc?
Uncle Glenn! Play ball! How y'all doing, man?
What's your thoughts on this O-line?
Well, first of all, I'm pissed off.
What you pissed off?
The Bears went off and got all them Pro Bowl-type folks. And my man Casario, he went and got Cam Robinson from Shady Oaks old folks home. The man's damn near 90 years old.
I don't think Cam's that old.
But he'll probably play at left. So I think Titus will play guard, and you're right, he's not. And then Juice at center. And then, what's that boy's name? Tomlinson?
Yeah, right guard. Yeah.
But y'all ain't said nothing, and I could be wrong, but y'all ain't said nothing about what's that other boy that came down from Minnesota?
Oh, you talking about Ed Ingram?
Not.
Or are you talking about Trent Brown? You talking about Ed Ingram?
I'm talking about Ingram and Brown, two other old folks.
Those are older folks, bad hits.
Okay, but what I don't understand is, and I'm going to let you know, is Nick Casario trying to get fired?
I appreciate you, Uncle Glenn. I don't think Nick Casario.
Is that my boy wrong?
It is. I don't think Glenn. He's trying to get fired. I think they really believe in this approach. I think Glenn. He wanted to change and felt like they needed to change the physicality in the room, And I think now I'm telling you, I'm saying this is what I think, not that what I believe. This is what I think the game plan is to change and become more physical. And I think they believe they're doing that when they add Ursary in the draft. That's why I'm a proponent of thinking he's going to be a part of this. And they bring in a Cam Robinson and they move away from Laremy Tunsil. I think they want to be more physical. And then I think they are laying a ton of belief in the coaching staff and the scheme will change it. The coaching staff and scheme are things that were so out of whack the last couple of years that will change it. And I think to me that was the mindset of, and I think Caserio, Nick Cayley, D'Amico Ryans, I think that was the entire mindset, how they went about kind of changing this room to where it is.
I'm with that. And I also think offensive line is the one part in football where the whole is better than the sum of its parts. So even if, like, individually you don't have maybe these Pro Bowl players, if you can find that best cohesive unit of these five guys work well together, you can piece it together. And I've referenced it before about Bucky Brooks saying that you know, you'd rather have like five C's across the board than two A's and two F's. Like, you just got to be, you're only as good as your weakest part on that offensive line. So that idea too of, you know, on paper, the back of the football cards, these guys might not be the most exceptional players, but maybe you get that right mix in the room of, you find five guys that work well together, and that leads to an improvement on the offensive line.
Not to move on, but again, what is Tyler? Why is he doing this? Tyler is going to the Cayman Islands tomorrow.
I was very curious about where this was going to go. I didn't know what I had done to upset you.
And if you don't follow T-Mill Real Deal, you might as well.
Oh, I know where you're going.
And he has decided to really embrace his country in the Cayman Islands. And he is wearing, it looks like a Speedo of the American flag.
Patriotic banana hammock in the house.
Like,
what's wrong with that?
You're not going to wear this.
I mean, do you not see that USA, that Stars and Stripes,
I see
that banana hammock, and do you not see a good time and a party waiting to happen?
Listen.
In all seriousness.
I can see all of those things. I love that it has the string to tie her tighter, but I don't normally see those in Speedos, but it has the string.
Listen, I don't got to ask, man.
I don't think that you have the confidence to go and wear this.
Ooh. Worn in public twice already.
I don't think. I just don't. I'd like to see some
photos. I'll do it a third, I promise.
I'd like to see some photos. Okay. I want to see some photos. I just don't think.
Okay.
I don't think you got it in you to say, you know what?
I will put your mind at ease, my friend.
I am going in this. I mean, it's literally a Speedo, guys. These aren't trunks.
Oh, no.
This is coming up.
It's a show.
Coming up with right through the...
I have to really pay attention to my manscaping on weeks I wear these.
Really got to pay attention. Stop saying weeks like this is something you pulled out a lot. Like, do you?
This is the third time I tubed on the Guadalupe in this banana hammock not that long ago.
And you're going shirtless, right? Just shirtless, just in this.
I got to get my bronze on. Got to get my tan on.
I just don't know, man. I don't know.
It's not a look for everybody.
I cannot believe that nobody is taking pictures of you in this. Like, I feel like you should have pictures at the ready.
Well, usually the people I'm with partying in this banana hammock aren't, they don't want any evidence out there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Tyler, I'm telling you what, I don't care what the situation is.
Oh, I'm gonna get you a picture.
I'm getting you. If I'm with you, I'm getting you in that. If I'm with Tyler and he's wearing that, them panties. Them panties.
Whoa,
with the American.
On.
They're panties. That's
they're
what
not
they are.
Panties. They're it's a men's bathing suit. I got in a men's bathing suit department.
I know they're men's bathing suits, but
it's
just like
panties, man.
What Triple H and The Rock wear out there, them is panties.
No,
them
those are their wrestling tights.
Yes, they're wrestling tights in the shape form of panties. And you are putting on panties.
They're not lace.
And I'm not saying they're laced, but I'm just saying they're panty adjacent at the very least. Right? Like, them is panties right there,
man. I'm not painting the picture for you. I'm literally, this is going to be the picture you're going to get tomorrow. Tomorrow, I will send you a picture during this program.
You're going to wear them
me.
On the flight?
Yeah.
No. Once we get to the beach, I don't want to get thrown off by United
Flight.
I'm going to
show the entire YouTube and Twitch.
No, and that's fine. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to be on the beach with a margarita in my hand, sun on my face. Balls out, baby. Let's go.
As Trishelle from Real World Las Vegas, one of the real great seasons, as she would say,
who could forget?
I'd have to be 3 to 4 sheets to the wind to put to get the courage up to put this in.
Yeah,
because I feel like
really?
you gotta yeah.
That thoroughly surprises me.
No, that's why I'm saying that's a courage thing right there.
You're a courageous, confident young man.
That's a courage. I ain't that damn confident.
Feels like it most days.
I have to be just walking out there and getting Speedos and panties. Worst visual ever on 610, on Sports Radio 610.
Oh, you know I'm running through your mind. Don't lie. Don't lie. You like it. Dirty
I
dogs.
Just, yeah, someone said, I can't remember his name, but there was a player for the Astros in 17 in the World Series that wore a Speedo. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Mr. Josh
those Reddy. Guys. Those, yeah, of course it was. That.
Does that surprise you?
I was going to give whoever that person was a break, but then you said it was slick back Josh Reddick who puts his name in bold big letters across the front of his car.
That's right.
That guy, I wouldn't. But at least those guys were hammered. Those guys were hammered drunk running around.
I'm going to be hammered drunk.
Luke, wouldn't you think if I had that, if I wore that them panties twice
not panties.
On an outing, don't you think somebody would have a photo of that?
Yeah.
Ain't no chance.
I hear
Maybe
that.
They may not have wanted it, but somebody
I've only worn it twice.
I know it. Two times there would have been eight of them.
A lot of call-outs today on your character.
Show really wants to see a
What's
picture.
Real or not?
I'm just saying. Show. I'm just saying that takes an awful lot of confidence, and you either have to be drunk or something else.
It's not going to be a margarita. It's going to be a tequila sunrise in my hand for the picture.
Text line, Brent in the Heights. Show really wants to see a picture of T-Mill and that Speedo. Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah, he's not being weird about it.
Not in a, oh, yeah.
Just needs proof.
I'm loving it. I want to see that. No, yeah.
Why am
I
defending you?
I don't. Look, I just
call my stuff panties.
They are in the shape of panties. Panties are shaped the same way.
Well, I mean, you can say that about, so do you call diapers panties?
They're panty adjacent. Like,
panty adjacent is my favorite term of the day.
The shape of them Speedos are the same shape of the drawers that the great John McClane has on right now. They're the same shape.
100%. And he's told us.
And his are panties.
They watch the porn.
Yours are a little thicker in the panties. I think I like that was called out of question. By the way, John McClane will be on Texans All Access tonight. So stay tuned for that a little bit later on And just know, yeah, he'll be wearing it. But yeah, I bet you John McClain had him a Speedo.
In all seriousness, 100% had to.
Oh, had to.
100% back
I've seen some old John photos, and he seemed like a guy that would wear a button-up, you know, plaid shirt to the pool with them Speedo panties on.
Damn pig. With them glasses
and let it rip.
I feel like panty adjacent is a good thing, though. Don't you always want to be panty adjacent?
I know I do, Luke.
Right? Is that it for me?
Isn't that that's a compliment?
Talk about the pig pig shirt. Listen,
I feel like panty adjacent's a good thing.
Yeah.
713-572-4610 YouTube and Twitch.
Is panty
adjacent a good thing? As Luke said, text in your thoughts, yay or nay. Is panty adjacent a good thing? I'm sold now. I am sold.
That's like in the Loops question of the day. That's the Drives question of the day, right there.
Yeah, there it is.
We keep it hot.
No, you're the one keeping it hot. All right.
You're right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.